90, Minnesota history in 90 seconds.
Is this a legal operation in the United States yet?
Oh, yes. Oh, certainly.
In 1952, Christine Jorgensen became the first known American to undergo sex reassignment surgery. She had to fly to Copenhagen for the operation. But by 1966, Johns Hopkins in Baltimore was performing male-to-female surgeries.
Yes, and they're doing it at the University of Minnesota Medical School. They've done 5 cases, to the best of my knowledge, at University of California Medical School.
Minnesota's program began in 1964, when a transgender patient was referred to Dr. Donald Hastings. Hastings organized a gender committee and put out a call for Minnesota applicants. 25 subjects were selected for male-to-female surgery. On January 6, 1967, the Associated Press reported the University of Minnesota's first successful sex reassignment surgery. The program ended in the 1970s after some 40 male-to-female and female-to-male surgeries. Dr. Donald Hastings died in 1977.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities. Made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.